Dear brethren in Jesus Christ, today we are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost feast is the culmination of Easter time or Easter season. So, this Easter, Pentecost feast is the very great feast of Christians. Today, this feast tells us the power of the Holy Spirit. So, I invite you all to reflect on the power of the Holy Spirit. Before that, when we were children, we might have played so many games, so many games we might have played. And among the games, one is word game. That is, if one person says one word, then the other group or other person has to answer with a related to that word. For example, if I say blue, then immediately the other group or other person will say sky. So like that, this is the game we all might have played, particularly the college students and the school students, when they go for excursion or tour, that time they used to play in the car. When they were traveling in the car, they used to play. I too played like that. So one of the game is word game. Today, the word Pentecost, that means, what is the related word? What we can say? Pentecost, that means, what is the related word we can say? Holy Spirit, fire, wind, these are the related word. We heard in the first reading, Acts of the Apostle. The apostles and Mother Mary and all the disciples gathered in the upper room, they heard a sound, a kind of sound they heard, a wind sound. It came with all force. Then immediately all received the Holy Spirit in the form of tongue. The fire they received in the form of tongue. So in the same way, this Pentecost is very important one. Also, this Pentecost also is related to another word. Can anyone say? That is Annunciation. In the Annunciation also we see the power of the Holy Spirit. Annunciation brings to our mind the announcement to Mary by the angel Gabriel that she had been chosen from among all women to bear a son who would be great and be called the Son of the Most High. So today we reflect on the solemnity of the Annunciation and the solemnity of the Pentecost. So between these two, there is a connection that can help us to more fully appreciate the meaning of Pentecost. At the Annunciation, the angel told Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Luke Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. With Mary's positive response, the incarnation took place. The Word of God, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. So, Luke's account of Pentecost has certain parallels to his account of Annunciation. The Holy Spirit that overshadowed Mary dramatically overshadows the disciples at Pentecost. The Spirit coming is announced not by message from an angel, but rather by a noise like a strong wind, driving wind, and the tongues are as of fire. Empowered by the Spirit, the disciples burst forth from where they all gathered in prayer and go forth to proclaim the gospel. We might say they came out of the womb, their place of security, and they make the church, the living body of Christ, present in their flesh and blood. That's what St. Paul, today's second reading, he is speaking. Today, our Lord Jesus, after his ascension into heaven, he cannot be in this world physically present. Certainly he is here spiritually, but he doesn't have a physical body. So who is the body? We are the body. You and me are the body of Christ. So, because of the Annunciation, Christ the Savior was born. Because of the Pentecost, the church was born. Both births took place through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, the Pentecost event that we celebrate this Sunday is something that continues to even very this day, this moment. That happens as the Holy Spirit overshadows those who were baptized and confirmed, makes them part of the church, and sends them forth into the streets of the world to be the living presence of God. So today, you and me are called to carry Jesus into the world which do not know Jesus, the world which do not understand Jesus. So we have to carry Jesus to the world to make Jesus known to the world when we are empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us reflect. Certainly, we all received the power of the Spirit when we were baptized. Not only in baptism, in all the celebration of the sacraments, we receive the Holy Spirit. So, are we able to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, within us? And are we able to be a physical body of Christ and to take Christ to the world? Certainly, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit we need. So in this Mass, let us pray to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, live in us and enkindle the world and renew the face of the world. And give us the grace so that we can really understand what Jesus taught us, and we can live and carry Jesus to the world.